Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Francesco Marchio. Francesco is the managing director of a company called Vino Veritas, or Vino Veritas Asia Limited, and this is based in Hong Kong.
Hi, Monty. Hello, everyone.
Okay, Francesco, let's start. Where are you from in Italy, and how did you end up in Hong Kong?
Yes, so I'm from Torino, from Piemonte, and I ended up in Hong Kong because my career as a sommelier brought me to UK. So I was in the UK doing my job as a somm in two Michelin star restaurants.
In which area?
In Oxfordshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Le Manoir Cassaison. So it was a very, great restaurant where I drink a lot of French wine, try to sell some Italian wine, but it was tough. And after...
So when were you there at the memoir? Roughly what period of time?
That was about 2009. And then I stayed 1 year. But when I was there, that was all my life changed. And I met my mentor, now friend, Michael Pali, Master of Wine. He was my teacher for WACT. And at some point he asked me, do you want to come and work with me? And we're looking for a person to look after London, the trade market. So I moved to London and then started to work with him. Of course, before doing that, I tested all his wine because he imports Italian wines to the UK. The wine was absolutely beautiful. So, I'm your man. Let's move to London.
So from London, How did you end up in Hong Kong?
So one day he called me and said, what are you doing to next week? So I have some meeting. Honestly, I thought he was checking me out. And then he said, no, because you need to cancel your meeting, postpone. And what's happening? We're going to Hong Kong. So what do you mean we're going to Hong Kong? Oh, don't worry, we'll talk on the plane. Okay, fair enough. So I called my mom, said, mom, it's little things, I'm going to Hong Kong. Oh, you're going, what? In Japan? So no, it's actually not Japan. so we took the plane, ran Hong Kong, said, Michael, stop it, why are we here? So he told me this is project going on in Hong Kong, so we want to open a company there. We're looking for a person to go there and manage. I love the city. And they say, yes, I moved to Hong Kong, that was 2012.
2012?
Yeah, so we are 6 years ago already, almost seven.
So, do you have family as well with you, or was it just you?
No, it was just me, and there I met my wife, that she's also Italian, and now I have a family, I have a little baby girl, 3 months old, and, we are very happy.
Okay, so tell me about what you do in Hong Kong and the Hong Kong market.
So we basically import Italian wines in Hong Kong, and we distribute to hotel and restaurant, but also private clients. So we look after all the market. And focus is mainly trade, but we are growing with the private client too. Especially the last few years, the interest in Italian wine grew a lot.
So how are you getting people on board? Are you holding tastings so that they can get familiar with the wines, or educational seminars?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important for Italian wine that people has to try the wine, because we don't sell only Pinot Grigio and Chianti, but we focus our indigenous grape variety. We're selling Timorasso, we're selling Tintilia, all these wine they never heard about it. Even the Italians maybe, they never try it. So they must try the wine, they must try it with food, and they love it. So we do usually one event per month at least, and wine dinner, tasting, it really depends. We work very close with our client, with the restaurant, so the people get the experience from the restaurant and they get also to know the wine better, with the chance to talk about it, and that's where they're hooked by Italian wines, because they love it.
Do you do any follow-up tastings? Just say, restaurateur or whatever comes to your tasting and takes an Italian wine.
Yeah.
Sticks it in the restaurant and it does quite well. Is that person going to come back and say, actually, I'd like more knowledge? Or just say, you know what, it's selling, I don't really care.
No. Actually, they're coming back, and they might not remember the grape variety or what they drank, but they might say to you, the second white that we had, the first white that we had, I want to know more. And that's our goal, to get on board. And then step by step, they're going to discover Italian wines. And honestly, What's happening in Hong Kong in the last couple of years is great because the Italian wine sales are growing because the people are growing the interest in Italian wine. So we are working all the importers and sommelier together to create the Italian wine revolution. That's what we are trying to do there.
Okay.
And also to thank you here, my friend JC is doing a lot for that. And Marino from Bombana. It's a great team we're putting together.
Okay, so in terms of the educational side, how deep do you go if you show a wine, just say, I don't know, a Fiano di Avellino, for example? Do you do like a little seminar on that, or just is it just very brief?
I think it's very brief because Hong Kong is a very fast city, so the people, they come for dinner or they're tasting the wine, they don't want to spend much time on that. They really want to start to know, they need to know the basic things. So it's from South Italy, it's a wine DOCG, explain a little bit what UCG means and get to know them to know also comparing the great varieties to something more international. So talking about Fiano, talking about, you know, great wine from Burgundy with that richness, or from, you know, south of France. So it's really important to let them understand what they can compare with that wine and give an idea what they're going to drink.
Okay, so food matching also then is important.
It's really important. They are crazy for food matching. Hong Kong is one of the best city in the world to go out for dinner, because you can find any kind of restaurant, any kind of foods, and they are really, really demanding. I mean, the clientele there, they really want to have a good food, and they get used to good food. When they travel, they are mainly disappointed because, oh, you know, the best Italian food I had was in Bombana, or the best tacos food is the chef. So they really know what they eat. So you can't really play the game, oh, no, that's a good food, because, no, they know. So it's important to go with the wine, and they like to play around, especially when you come to local cuisine. There is not much of wine and food pairing, but they like to try, and then maybe they drink everything together, red first, then white again, but they enjoy it. It's very fun.
So they have that freedom to do what they always have done, I think, which is,
yes,
our convention is, you know, white before red, dry before sweet, and you're saying that, you know, they don't necessarily follow those conventions, but you're not telling them, or you're being stupid. You just say, well, that's how you do it. That's
exactly
how you do it.
Because
do you think there's a lesson there for Europe, for the traditional powerhouses, obviously not just France or Germany, but also the UK, for example, and the way that wine is taught? Do you think we could learn something from Hong Kong? Hong Kong
Institute? Absolutely. Because the wine, you need to drink what you like. And if you like a light red with fish, or you like a white wine with your chicken, or, you know, I don't know. It's very important that we stuck too much in what we think it's correct, but the rules then they disappear when the markets start to blend in and different culture, and the people just have a lot of fun. You know, they can explore, and if we can learn something from them, that means that our mind can just open more in them, you know.
Okay, so I'm an Italian wine producer.
Yeah.
I've heard of you, and I want you to get my wine into Hong Kong. How do I do that?
So, yeah, the first things, I want you to understand that Hong Kong is a market that where you're not going to sell a volume of wine. You need to be in the right restaurant, in the right place. So positioning your wine in the right place. Some producer talk with me, say, in China, we can sell a lot, you need to order more. So no, that's not the right thinking, because you want to be in the right places. It's a very small market, because most of the people, nobody drinks at lunchtime. So most of the people, they drink only for dinner, but there are not many drinkers, and the one drinking for dinner, most of the time they bring the bottle from home. So it's a very tough market, and you need to trust the person you're working with, and just start to build your brand step by step. It's not something that happened in 6 months. We need more time.
So that means you have to be careful with the people that you work with on the Italian side, right? That they understand that
Absolutely.
It's a long-term game. It's not an overnight thing.
It's all about long-term relationship, because it happened to me many times that I asked the producer, are you selling to Hong Kong? Say, oh, yes, I sold a pallet 2 years ago. I never heard back from this guy anymore. I don't know where my wine is. So most of the time, if you end up with the wrong person, you don't know where the wine is going. Maybe it's going to China. Maybe they're not able to sell, and they drop the wine in the market at a very low price, or, you know, they don't put in the right warehouse in the right condition. So there are many things, that factors that go to play around when you're selling wine in Asia generally.
Yeah. Okay, I want to thank today's guest, Francesco Marchio from Vino Veritas, which is based in Hong Kong. Some very good tips there if you're an Italian wine producer, about how to approach that market. And the message that I've got is understand it and be really patient.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Malti.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.